720 WGN right here live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue on Thanksgiving. On the line with us, he's the meat whisperer. He is acclaimed New York Times bestseller. He is the driving force behind the biggest and most popular site when it comes to meat, grilling, barbecue, AmazingRibs.com, the one and only Meathead Goldwyn. Meathead, first off, happy Thanksgiving to you. Welcome to WGN. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. Same to you. And thanks to my hometown, Chicago, for inviting me on.
So here's the thing. People see you, and I think this is one of those times of year where, in a good way, you know, your services are called, and I'm sure the Meathead bat signal is up in the sky on a continuing basis, because this is the time when everybody is looking for, whether it's, you know, maybe a rescue, whether it's a little bit of help on that, whether it's a tip, or whether it's trying to get, you know, over the top to that next level. You're a very popular guy.
I stand by the computer most of the day on Thanksgiving and field questions just like the turkey hotline.
But without making kind of, off-color jokes about breasts and thighs and things like that, you're there with real advice and real help.
What could be possibly funny about that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely. Not today. Not in this world.
Nope. This is a family show, and it's all about the cooking of the bird. But when it comes to it, there is so much kind of folklore, wives' tales, mystery when it comes to the turkey. Meathead, what do you think? Is it because it is the thing that we know, love, and are so familiar with, but we only cook it once a year? Or, you know, are there some of those myths that you can dispel right here?
Oh, well, I think that's part of it. Most of us cook it only once a year. But there is just a lot of stuff about the whole culinary world that baffles people. Let's talk about a few of the simpler things. Stuffing. Everybody loves to stuff the bird because that's Norman Rockwell and that's the way it's done. But when you stuff the bird, you make something like a bowling ball. And you have to cook it all the way to the center of the stuffing to make it safe. Now, heat doesn't cook the center of the bird. Heat only cooks the outside of the bird. The hot air in your grill or your oven cooks the outside of the bird. When that outside of the bird warms up, it pushes the heat down to the center, so the outside of the bird cooks the inside of the bird. The thicker the bird is, the further the heat has to travel, the more you overcook the outside layers of the bird. So the smaller the bird, the faster it cooks. And that means if you put stuffing in there, it takes longer to cook it, and you're going to overcook the outside. So cook the stuffing on the side. I like to put it in a muffin tin and serve people little muffins. I call them muffings. And everybody gets a nice crispy little muffin on the side. Or you can put it in a pan, whatever you want to do. Another easy trick to speed the cooking and make it taste better is to what they call spatchcock it or butterfly it.
That's right,
you cut the backbone out and lay it out flat. When you do that, you can brown both sides of the bird. Normally, when you leave it whole, and if you don't stuff it, you have this big cavity in the center, and it doesn't brown. And brown is beautiful. Brown is flavor. Another thing that people do that's a terrible mistake is they put it in a big roasting pan. Well, the big sides of the roasting pan block the heat from getting to the underside of the bird, and there's usually liquid under the bird, so it's cool down there. That's why the underside of the bird is tan and soggy. You need to lift the bird out of the pan and hover it above the pan on a rack above the pan so warm air can circulate all around and brown the underside. And there's one more tip I got, and that is dark meat can take more heat. And in fact, it actually tastes a little better up at around 170 degrees temperature. And the breasts are best around 160. And oh, by the way, two tips. Digital thermometer. Absolutely necessary. That pop-up thermometer is not reliable. Digital thermometer will guarantee you cook the bird properly. But don't trust the legs and squeeze them up against the side of the bird. If you do that, it can't heat the inside of the thigh. Let the bird's legs flop around out loose so heat can circulate around all sides of the thigh and the leg. And now you'll brown the thighs on all sides and they'll cook properly to the proper temperature.
So, Meathead, you mentioned Norman Rockwell, you know, amazing artist, you know, one of our iconic, legendary kind of illustrators and all those kind of things, but kind of the bane of the turkey making public, because he created this thing, this view. So if you're spatchcocking it, if you're pulling the thing out, if you're doing this and that, it's hard for you to kind of reestablish it into this kind of perfect look. What do you suggest? You suggest maybe a stunt bird for looks alone, right?
Well, if you spatchcock, it's still a whole bird. And you can actually bring it in and kind of bend it in so it looks like a whole bird if you want to serve it in the Norman Rockwell stuff. Hey, I don't want to denigrate the Norman Rockwell painting, because what he has shown is what makes this holiday so special is the family gathering. What is so cool about Thanksgiving is it's a food holiday. We don't have any other food holidays. And what's especially cool, particularly in a society that is so diverse and where people argue about everything, is that we all get together on Thursday and almost all of us eat a turkey. I mean, that's a unifying thing. And most of us have sweet potatoes and cranberries. So we're not only all dining together as a nation, we're all eating almost the same meal.
Yep.
I think that's the coolest thing in this country.
It is one of the great coming together moments, and to have it be a holiday that is really focused around family and then with food as that kind of centerpiece, it is really cool. You mentioned some of the traditional things that people incorporate. You've got your hand on the pulse of so much of it. What are some of those trends out there? Are there a couple things as far as, I know with the, you know, for a while there was the deep frying and the smoking, certainly all those things are wonderful. And then on the sides, and then I know you've got a gadget or two you want to share.
Well, I mean, the hot gadget this year, and I think a lot of people are going to find it under their Christmas tree, is the sous vide device. And the sous vide device is, it's like a stick. It's like an old-fashioned flashlight. It's maybe an inch or two thick and about 6 or 10 inches tall. And it's a heating element. And what you do is you take meat and you put it in a Ziploc bag and you submerge it in water so it presses all the air out. And then you put this heating element in the water, and it circulates the water, and you can heat it to exactly the right temp. So if you're going to cook a turkey to 160 degrees, you can set the temperature 160, or perfect medium rare steak, 130 degrees. It can never cook more than 130 degrees. You can hold it there for hours, and it'll never overcook. And it's a great technique. It makes really tender and juicy meat. Problem is when you take it out, it's blood ugly. It is gray, and it's tender and juicy. What you want to do now is a lot of people throw it in a pan to brown it. I throw it on the grill, and or you can throw it in a smoker, and it doesn't take long for it to get golden and crispy and pick up. You can get a really great smoke flavor on a grill or in a smoker in 30 minutes is all it takes. And it's a great technique, and it's a lot of fun. The machine is down under $200, some of them down around $100 now. And it's a fun cooking technique, and I think a lot of people are starting to experiment with it.
And here's the kind of thing, as much as you love Thanksgiving and the accoutrements of cooking it, you know, that deep fryer that you got specifically and only for turkeys probably spends most of the time, 99% of the time in the garage. The sous vide you can use in a bunch of different ways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've sous vide carrots are wonderful. You can use it on a whole variety of stuff. The biggest problem with the deep fryer, and I like deep frying, I've done it, but you end up with a gallon of oil that's used only once. I mean, it's terribly wasteful. And what do you do with the leftover oil? I mean, I have gone down alleys behind restaurants in the middle of the night and thrown my oil. A lot of restaurants have oil recycling tanks and dumped my oil in there. I mean, just go to YouTube and Google turkey fryer mistakes, right, and you see a lot of garages going up in flames.
So now here's the thing, Meathead. Of course, the website is AmazingRibs.com. I know that is new. It is improved. It is the most popular site of its kind. One of the top sites when it comes to food in the country, and so people should definitely go and check that out for all the things, all of your experts as well. You mentioned being by the computer, you know, making sure to kind of shepherd people through their Thanksgiving. But when you break away, what does a Meathead Thanksgiving look like? What are you doing?
I go to my brother-in-law's house every year. We've done it for years. He's got three daughters. They've grown up. They have three, four kids each, and they bring their spouses and their parents. It's a huge gathering. He does a bird in the oven. I do a bird on the smoker, and then I throw it in a beer cooler and close the lid, and it's just 10 miles from here, over the river and through the woods with my turkey. So I've got a smoked turkey. He's got an oven-cooked turkey. Everybody brings the wonderful sides. This year, my mother is flying in from Florida. She's 92. It's all about family. It's all about love. It's all about tradition. We don't have political arguments, and my brother-in-law and I are opposite. They just don't happen in our family. It's all about food and love.
Meathead Goldwyn giving you the tools, everybody the tools to make not only great grilling products, great barbecue, great turkey, so that you can, not focus on that, all the troubles, the challenges of it, just focus on the love and the family, especially on Thanksgiving. So one more time with the website, Meathead, and anything else going on that you want to share with the listeners before we let you get back to your big turkey day?
No, I just want to wish everybody out there listening a happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy your meal. And you especially, Dane, it's always fun to talk to you. It's especially fun to talk to a guy who really knows food. I talk to a lot of folks on radio and television who haven't a clue. You're special, and it's always fun chatting with you.
Well, congratulations on all the success. Well-deserved. And we'll check out AmazingRibs.com. And Meathead, thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for being on WGN today.
Always my pleasure.